Hey, coming up very soon, it's Cook for the Cure, benefiting the American Diabetes Association. Got in the house. We have Shannon Hensler and boy Corbin. And Corbin, you were diagnosed with diabetes when you were 14 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us about Cook for the Cure and the event. You can be a cooker or an eater. Either way, it's a win-win situation.
Exactly. You can come in on Friday night, start setting up. We're going to cook on Saturday. You can register when you get there. $100 entry. Half the money goes back to the cook teams. Half the money goes to American Diabetes. If you want to come eat, come spend the day with us. Live music, $10, all the barbecue you can eat.
That's awesome.
What a deal.
$10 and all the barbecue you can eat. Now, is this going to be, what are we cooking? Do we have like different class categories? Is it all brisket? Do we have ribs?
We're going to do brisket, spare ribs, and we call it cook's choice, and it can just be whatever, and that's a fun category.
Oh, cook's choice.
We've had smoked salmon last year.
Ooh, that would be good.
We had a
roadkill.
We had a team do peach cobbler. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Some guy bought a pizza and put it in there.
Really? Interesting.
Nice.
Do they tell you what's in it before you try it?
Oh, no. And I'm not the judge.
Yeah. You're a wise man.
Anyway, now, I was perusing. You guys are on Facebook, Cook for the Cure. You're also on the Slayton Chamber of Commerce website. Now, this event is taking place in Slayton. When, where, and we already know it's $10.
Right. It's Saturday, August 17th, and it's there at the Slayton Park. And we're setting up between the park and the old tennis courts, having a street dance Friday night, Saturday night. Again, that street dance is $10 also.
Right. Okay, so you guys have a deadline for the cookers of, is it today or tomorrow?
No, you can show up. Most of the cookers will show up on Friday to be prepared to cook on Saturday, and you can register when you get there. So all the way up until, I guess, Saturday morning.
Okay, good. Now, you can also register online, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's the Slayton Chamber of Commerce website is where at?
Slayton.
And there's a link on there.
Yeah, there's a link on there with the rules and regulations and an entry form.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, just real quick, want to ask Corbin, you're diabetic. Are you type 1 or type 2?
I'm a type 1, insulin dependent.
Okay, so type 1 means, you did say type 1, not type 2.
Yes,
so,
type 1.
Now you can be insulin dependent and be type 2, which means your pancreas still works, it's just no worky right.
Mine gave up on me. Yeah. He didn't work at all.
And at a very early age, when were you diagnosed?
14.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Normally, there's a phenomenon that's kind of going around and has been for decades, and I theorize this because people are getting juvenile onset diabetes, which is type 1, later in life. I've been diabetic for about 16 and a half, 17 years. That's just crazy. Hmm. And so I'm type 1 too, which means my pancreas doesn't work at all, but type 2 means, you know, there's still hope for you. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as borderline diabetes. A lot of people say, oh, I'm borderline. Laura's husband, your husband, Kevin, he's in denial. He says he's borderline. He knows not what he say.
He's trying to control it with diet and exercise. But
and you can do that.
Right. So what were some of the symptoms you had when you were, before you were diagnosed?
I lost a lot of weight. Being a stick like I am, I couldn't afford to lose any weight. But I lost about 15 pounds in 3 weeks. And so we kind of figured something was going on. Other than that, I just drank a lot of water. I always felt dehydrated and real tired. Dad thought I was just trying to get out of work. But really, I just didn't feel good.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's really the only symptoms I had. Slipped into a diabetic coma, and that's how I figured out that I was diabetic.
Wow. You know, that's one thing that has never happened to me. Now, this is kind of interesting. You ever sit there and you watch television, and they find the EMT finds somebody passed out, and then they go, oh, he's diabetic. We've got to give him his insulin. If you're in a diabetic coma, and somebody gives you insulin, it'll kill you. Because you're low and you passed out.
Oh, is that just Hollywood?
Yeah, it's Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
These Hollywood people don't know.
But there's so many people walking around out there with diabetes and they don't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't been diagnosed.
Yeah.
So if you have signs, or really you should probably regularly have your blood sugar checked.
If you're thirsty,
at least once a month.
Yeah, if you're thirsty, if your skin's chalky, if you're drinking a lot and you're going to the bathroom a lot, you know, frequent urination, if you get up more than two times in a night to go to the bathroom, you need to see somebody. Mm. You need to see somebody. very quick.
And there's over 30,000 in Lubbock County with diabetes.
Yeah, that we know of. Wow. Yeah, probably two times more than that. Anyway, Shannon Hensler, Corbin Hensler, thanks for being in the house. Tell us one more time, day and time of the Cook for the Cure.
Okay, come out Saturday, August 17th, Slayton, Texas. Bring your cooker, bring your $10, come eat barbecue.
All right, thanks
Sounds
for coming
great.
In. All right, glad you guys got a piece of hair, too. 7:53, good morning.